Well, friends, we have read a small portion of this chapter, just half of it, but previous to this passage, as you, I trust you remember, the Apostle Paul is arguing the case that the gospel of Jesus Christ is something that has always been the same in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. There is only one way of salvation, and that is through the promised Messiah of God, which was promised right at the beginning, in the book of Genesis chapter 3, we have this promise of God that there is a seed of the woman which come, there is an offspring of a woman that will come and that will crush the head of the serpent. And what you find in the Old Testament progressively, increasingly, this truth is expanded and the coming of Christ is made clearer and clearer about who he is going to be, what he will do, where he would be born and such things. But the thing that is emphasized is this salvation of God and forgiveness of sins comes through faith in Jesus Christ. And what the Bible does is that points to the fact that we are desperately in need of salvation, that we are all sinners. And so the Apostle Paul argues the case that circumcision did not save, the keeping of the law did not save, and many other outward things that Israel was called by God to do, it need not ultimately save them, but they were all pointers to the fact there needs to be a circumcision of the heart. There needs to be a forgiveness of sins. There needs to be a new heart. There needs to be, as the sacrificial blood was shed, there needs to be a sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ. And all of these things are received not by our works, but by trusting in Jesus Christ alone, by faith alone. And as we repent of our sins, the Lord forgives. And so here Abraham is used as an illustration that he trusted in the promises of God. And it says, being persuaded that in verse 21, what he had promised, he was able also to perform. The Lord has promised to save all who would trust in him. And he's able to perform it. He's able to do it. So, dear friends, these things are written, as it says in verse 23, not for his sake, not for the sake of Abraham or for the Hebrews, but for us also, it says, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So, dear friends, this wonderful promise of the gospel is given to you, is offered to you freely in the gospel, and may God work in our hearts that we all would, like Abraham of old, trust in him, and also our children too. May the Lord then bless these thoughts to us.